To be in one cult television program in your life is a dream come true. To be in two is something beyond your wildest dreams. My interviewee today is a man that has accomplished just that. You may not recognize his face, but you will know him as the voice of your childhood and the voice of your worst nightmares. From childhood hero Zippy and George from Rainbow to the famous voice of the Dalek from Doctor Who. My subject today is the great, multi-talented Roy Skelton. Roy Skelton, welcome, and thank you very much for participating in this interview.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Just to backtrack throughout your career,
yeah.
When you were younger, you trained at drama school, yeah?
Yes, I did. To be truthful, I really started when I was five. I decided I wanted to be a brain surgeon, then realised you had to be quite bright and intelligent, so I thought actor's probably a better thing to do, and I did some children's drama, and then I was scholarshiped at Bristol Old Vic.
And you also had a successful time performing in the West End as well, as well as rep theatres like Bristol Old Vic, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I've done about four West End musicals.
Right, and looking back on it all now, you know, 40 years later, are you happy with the career decisions you've made? You followed the path of TV and voice acting, but I mean, do you regret not carrying on so much with the stage work?
Well, yeah, it's funny you should say that. Actors always complain and say they're not doing the thing that they really like to do. My great love was theatre. I absolutely adored theatre. Still do. But I've been very lucky. I got into voice work by accident, really, and that's how it happened.
And as well as the acting on stage and the voice work, you also write. You wrote many of the scripts for Rainbow.
Yes, I did indeed.
Now, due to the immense success of the show, has it not tempted you to write for other children programmes? I mean, you obviously have a gift for it.
Yes, it has. I've become a bit lazy about it. Unfortunately, I'm one of these writers who, if I've got a contract and I'm forced into it, then that's the best stuff I do. I very often sit down now and start to write again, but then I get very lazy and I flannel about with it.
What do you think of children's programmes today? Do you think they could, you know, have a touch of Roy Skelton to them?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. I did one very recently called The Ghosts of Albion, which is on the internet, would you believe? So I did the voices for that. Strange enough, I've just been approached to do another one in June.
You got the ball rolling with still doing children's
programs. Oh, yes, indeed, yeah.
Now, when you started Rainbow, you had already been working on Doctor Who.
Yes, indeed.
So, to start at the beginning, what did you have to do for your audition as a Dalek?
Well, I didn't really do anything, actually.
So you didn't get a script? And
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, the same thing with doing Zippy and George. I mean, great friend of mine who I'd worked with quite a lot before was a man called Peter Hawkins.
And he's the one that did the original Zippy in the pilot episode
of
Rainbow.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant voice man. Peter said he didn't want to do this after doing the pilots in the first couple of episodes.
Was he not very impressed with the show?
No, I just think he had a lot of other work, to be truthful.
Okay.
And obviously thought it was only going to go on for about 3 or 4 weeks or 6 weeks or what have you. And so Peter suggested me, I went along an audition and said, can you do a copy of this voice, which I did. It's changed massively since then. That was it.
And history began. And with Doctor Who,
yeah,
when they said, you know, we want you to do this voice for the Dalek, how did you come up with the voice?
The golden rules with Daleks, which we decided was it must be kept on one level, never drop down. You can never do, I am it. You couldn't do that. You kept on one level unless you got excited when you could raise your tone and keep going higher. Right.
As an actor, was that hard? Because it sort of takes any emotion that you can have there away.
Well, no, it's surprising, really, because, I mean, I've done sort of 3 or 4 different Daleks at the same time, and just altering the tone. You can actually alter the tone to make it even nastier or even calmer, you know. It's a strange thing. I can't really explain it.
And did it ever go through a computer system, your voice, or was it...?
Yes, it went through a ring modulator. Although, occasionally, that broke down, but, I mean, you know, one, can't, you could do this, you know, we could both do it, just get away with it, without the ring modulator.
In reference to your career and years to come,
yeah,
what would you most like to be remembered for? The voice that entertained kids for generations, or the voice that scared, well, basically the crap out of everyone? I mean, which one are you most proud of?
Perhaps Rainbow, in a way. I think primarily because it became part and parcel of me, two sides of me, really. And I also enjoyed immensely the business of being able to literally have a row between the two of them and change like that without anybody realising.
So does Zippy and George become sort of your alter egos?
I think it's certainly true that there's two sides to every character and every person, and I suppose Zippy is like the little kid at school who knows everything and gets his come up, and George is the softer, gentle side, which I hope to goodness I have got.
Which one would you say you're more like, Zippy or George?
I don't think I'm really like either. I suppose I'm nearer George than I am Zippy, actually. But I'd like to be a little more positive like Zippy a lot of the time.
He's just very confident, really, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a little know-it-all.
Now, you never did any puppeteering throughout your time in Rainbow, did you?
No, I didn't.
But didn't you ever want to have, you know, your hand up where the sun don't shine?
Not Rainbow? A lot. But forgive me, to be crouched down there with your arm up there and your back breaking. No way.
Oh, okay. What about the Daleks? Did you ever want to jump inside one of them?
Have you ever been inside a Dalek?
I can't say I have.
I've tried. Oh, forget it. You sit on a little bicycle seat and you push it along with your feet down below. And,
oh, really?
And it's hell.
So it's not very nice then. Voices you're content with?
I'm quite content with it. I'm certainly more content with that than getting into one of those things or putting me arm up someone. Yes.
If there is one famous person that you could put a zip on the mouth of, who would it be and why?
There are several.
You've thought about this, haven't you?
there are several. I could go on and on, but I have to be very careful because there's such a thing as slander, isn't there?
Well, you know, I'm sure it's okay.
I mean, let's put it like this. Somebody said, what's Zippy's voice based on? And I said, it's based on a cross between Ian Paisley and Margaret Thatcher. So that starts something going in your head.
Right, so
it?
Fair enough. That's two people already.
I suppose George Bush I'd like to, actually, because it irritates me beyond measure, his voice.
Everyone has a political slant, don't they? You know.
And his thoughts, yes.
Obviously, George came into creation a bit later. He wasn't there at the beginning.
No.
But what's the deal? I mean, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about this pink hippo. I mean, what is he, camp, gay, bi, what?
Oh, this is wonderful. He certainly has become, to a certain extent, a gay icon.
Well, he is, yeah.
It was never, never, ever intended as such.
And so what was it? I mean, is he straight?
Oh, of course he's straight.
Of course he's straight, okay.
Don't you think... What is straight? I don't understand.
You know, he was probably a bit of a flirt there, maybe, with the girls. you spoke about...
You see, people say, am I gay? And I say, yes, of course I'm gay. I'm very happy about most things in life, yes.
Now, obviously, you were talking about jumping from one voice to the other with Zippy and George.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, you can't do both voices at the same time, but can we have a sort of duet from Zippy and George singing the Rainbow theme tune?
Well, it's fascinating you say this. I've actually done this in show. It's all right, it's better when other people are singing as well.
Yeah.
I switch and change tone between voices, and people are quite convinced that they are singing together.
Okay, well, can we have a little gag?
Well, we'll try, but it won't sound very good unless there's other background and music and everything.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Up and down the street and down the rainbow, climbing high, everyone can see a rainbow out of the sky, crying, oh, yeah, it's a rainbow. It's that. Okay.
Now, moving on to a bit of Doctor Who, we'll come back to Rainbow in a little bit as well, but moving on to Doctor Who, the Daleks, they're supposed to be one of the ultimate baddies in TV history.
Yeah.
But why didn't Doctor Who just go up a flight of stairs? I mean, you know, surely Daleks can't go upstairs.
Ah, it's funny you should say that, of course, but believe it or not, I did for Dalek that did go upstairs.
Well, I was about to ask, actually, can you do an impression of a Dalek trying to get upstairs?
No, I can't. A Dalek levitating. It's ridiculous, because why the Daleks were ever so powerful, I do not know, because actually you could put a matchstick down on the floor and it would stop them.
So you're not going to do a little impression of us, of a Dalek trying to get up some stairs?
No, because, I mean, what do you do? I will catch, I am going to take over these stairs. You know, okay, fine.
Oh, well, that was a good attempt. Was there just one recording you did of the word exterminate that was used over and over again?
Oh, no, over and over and over and over again, yeah. We did it when it was in the script, wanted it, you know.
What do you think of Christopher Eccleston becoming the new Doctor?
I think he'd be very good, actually. I like him very much as an actor. I think he'd be super.
And are you going to be part of the new series?
I don't know. I hope so, in some way or other. We shall see.
Are you in talks at all with the BBC?
Not at the moment,
but hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
The sound of a Dalek is fairly scratchy voice, very similar to Zippy's.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a bad throat doing all of this?
No, people often ask this, actually. I use forward tone, massive forward tone. The one that could give me much more problems if I've not careful is George, because he's thrown back in the show too much, you see. But Zippy and the Daleks are all off the front.
I asked people sending questions, and this was the one that kept coming up time and again. There's the infamous episode that has been leaked on the internet, where you all talk about your twangers and sing the plucking song.
Yep.
For the listeners that have not heard it, I've made a compilation of it. Here it is. Thank you.
skin, two skin, three skin, four.
Is it me? Where's Bungle?
Oh, I think Geoffrey's trying to get him up.
I can't get it in, Geoffrey.
Well, you managed it last night, Bungle.
Yes, I know. Well, let's try the other way around. Oh, Geoffrey.
We're going to talk about playing today.
Playing with each other, Geoffrey.
Yesterday, we played with our balls. Are we going to play with our friends' balls today?
We could play with our twangers as well.
Yes. Have you seen Bungle's twanger?
I have, yes.
And I was banging away all last night with Rod and Roger.
We're all going to sing the plucking song. Do you want to blow my pipe while I'm twanging away?
Oh, no, Rod. I was blowing a lot with Roger last night.
Jane's got two lovely maracas. It doesn't matter what size your twanger is.
I've got a big red one.
I've only got a tiny twanger.
There we go. Now this, I just love it. I think it's great. Now this cleverly made episode, well, of course I use the word episode lightly, was actually intended for a competition of outtakes. Am I right in saying that?
It was a VTR competition, actually. It was never meant to be shown at all. There was a big VTR competition between all the studios, Harlech, Thames, BBC, BBC One, BBC Two, Thames, all of them.
Yeah.
And they put in clips that they've done and edited things. It was a big silver prize. And actually, that one won. We won it.
You did win it. Okay. And did you write this one?
Yes, I did.
Something you're very proud of there, isn't
but
it?
But the point is, you can put it in front of children, little kids, and they'd never know. If you take it absolutely seriously, there is nothing rude about it at all.
You know, there's been a
but
lot
this
of innuendos.
This was never meant to be shown, actually. And I would certainly never have done it if I'd thought it would get out, actually.
Now, Zippy was involved a couple of years back with the big Marmite advertising campaign.
Yes,
it was
indeed.
The big relaunch and around the anniversary time and around this. Do you like Marmite?
Actually, my wife loves it. I hate it.
Really?
So I was delighted to do Zippy hating it.
Now, being, you know, over 70 years of age, you haven't officially retired yet.
No.
In a matter of fact, only 2 years ago, you released your first pop song.
God, yes.
That's great. Did you enjoy recording that?
No, I mean, I didn't really record it, did I? I mean, I went in and said a few words, everything.
Okay.
But the pop song was all just thrown together too quickly, actually, as far as I'm concerned.
A lot of people start to think of retirement at your age, and you're like, no, I'm going to go produce a pop record.
Well, I did say, I tell you something very funny, actually, because when this happened, I was also rung by my agent, would I show my bare bum for an advert, you see? Would I mind? And I said, no, it wouldn't worry me at all. If the money was good, and it was, and my face wouldn't get... And that was all going to be fixed, but I couldn't do it because I had other commitments, so I missed it. But I did say to my wife, it would be wonderful at the age of which I was then 71 to be on top of the pops and have me bare bum on television.
Are you still in contact with your Rainbow colleagues?
Yes, indeed.
And are you still in contact with Geoffrey as well?
Oh, yes, indeed, yeah.
Now, what did you think of his idea to make an adult version of Rainbow?
There's still a whole thing left of, if you do an adult programme, you've killed... Definitely the kids' programme for good, that's it.
They brought back Rainbow in the mid-90s as well.
Yeah.
And now you didn't be a part of that. Why were you approached for it?
We won't go into that. No, we weren't asked.
You weren't asked?
No, none of us were.
And do you know the reason for it?
Money. It became a question of let's get the puppeteers to do the voices themselves, so we saved two fees anyway, straight away, or three fees. I can't mention names at all, but it wasn't Fremantle as such, or Thames Television it was, but deals had been done, and it doesn't matter.
But is the voice not registered to you and copyrighted to you?
No, it's not. It's owned by Fremantle.
So that's a shame, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it is, yes.
You can't buy back your own voice, that's ridiculous.
No,
how would you say you've contributed to the good of mankind?
Well, I don't know that I have. The only thing I can say is within Rainbow, the nearest I can get to what you're asking this question, the nearest I can get is somebody said, why was Rainbow successful? And I think it was, first of all, it never took down to children, that's one. But the other thing, and I think this was some form of contribution, it touched on the emotions. It wasn't just about this is that and that and that and that. It touched about feelings and the hurt and the heart and the laughter. That, I think, contributed, actually.
And that's your contribution as well?
I think so.
Can I just ask one more favour? Yeah. Okay, my programme controller here at the station would like you just to say a line for his programme. Is that okay?
Yes, indeed.
His name is David Rees.
Okay.
Yep.
Right, you say when you're ready.
I'm ready when you are.
Listen, you're listening to Zippy, and soon you're going to be listening to David Rees. And he's a lot more fun than that big fat hairy bear bungle.
That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for doing the interview. A pleasure speaking to you.
It's nice talking to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Nice speaking to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.